can you read me? If I don't get ran at my Catholics, it comes to conservative Baptists, claiming I'm overreacting like the black kids in Chirac. 4 in the morning, and I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's the omen.
Boy, I'll tell you what, news of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame class is leaking out. I saw it reported this weekend that Mike Malham.
Him too.
Is going in, the longtime head coach at Cabot High. So congratulations to Coach Malham. Where did you see the whole list?
Yeah,
listed out.
It was in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette yesterday. You probably didn't realize it because
I got insulated. I didn't read the paper closely. Jack Fleck.
Well, also in the Democrat Gazette was all the congratulations to all the state champ Kevin Kelly, our buddy.
I talked to him this weekend.
State championship.
He said his quarterback played exactly like Aaron Rodgers. Said he played really well this weekend.
No, he didn't say that.
By the way, can I give a special game ball? Because, I mean, we had some great performances this weekend, and I just got an email from Danny here who said, can you please rewind the weekend? Saturday and Sunday were bad news for UALR and the teams on the Hill. Plus, I'm having to cancel my plans to Shreveport. Nothing went right. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, it did kind of suck. UALR lost to Tulsa yesterday. The Arkansas women lost to South Dakota State, looking ahead to Rutgers, and then for good measure, they lose to Rutgers anyway.
Ugh. Before I give out some congratulations, I do want to tell everybody, remind them, it is the we are in the midst of holiday season. You realize that?
Yeah.
You want to look good because you're going to see a lot of family members and friends that you haven't seen in a while. Sport Clips is the place to go, my man. Get your fresh cut. Get it done right. Sportclips.com is the website. One sport, many clips. You go by there, you get yourself the MVP treatment, which is a massaging tea tree shampoo. They get you down in that chair and they rub your head and you make you feel good and you relax for a little while. Then they put the hot steam towel on your face, open up your pores so you look fresh and young. And then you get a precision haircut. And if you choose, you can get a shoulder massage as well. That's how they do it at Sport Clips. And go to the website, and you can find the location that's closest to you.
Are you doing a game ball or jockstrap from the PA game?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Not from the PA game.
Okay, I got to give one quick then, real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you got me on that.
All right, go ahead. We'll talk about that. I'll hold, Mike.
Will Heffley. I have no problem with him being named the MVP, and he deserved it. 36 of 56, 4 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, 486 yards. However, his number one target this game and all year long, Will Hastings, Pat. This kid kicks a field goal in the game and has 14 catches for 234 yards and a touchdown.
Uh-oh.
14, 234, and a touchdown, and he kicked a field goal just for fun.
If I may be so bold.
You may.
I'm going to give my game ball to two players that were my former. I coached them on my AAU team.
Who that?
Will Heffley
and
Zach Kelly, my two guards.
Zach Kelly had like 3 touchdown catches, too.
That was the first half. So game ball those young men.
Pat, 234 on 14 catches. You know how clown town that is?
That's clown town.
He's an undersized receiver. Somebody's going
to
give this guy a shot, though.
Right,
he's a good kid, too. Anyway, I'm happy for both of them.
Yep. And then I know you probably didn't see it because what I was saying was yesterday in the newspaper there was so much going on with the high school football and, of course, with basketball and everything. So I do want to congratulate Ron Calcagni,
mm-hmm.
who's our buddy.
Yes.
Love Ron Calcagni.
My former co-host called him Mr. Socktie.
Calcagni?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Nick Jones.
Mm-mm.
I want to congratulate Stan Lee.
Yes.
Winner of 10 Arkansas State amateur titles. Trey Shep, you ever heard of him? I want to congratulate Mike Malham Jr., like you said, who's one of the toughest guys we know.
No doubt.
How about Stephen Jones, if you need him?
Really?
He's going in, Jerry Jones' son.
Well, well, well.
The party just got a little better.
Oh, the after party did, that's for sure.
It did.
How you doing?
He's the COO of the Cowboys.
I'll see you in the hotel lobby.
Yeah, we will. He was All-State quarterback at Little Rock Catholic. Congrats to him. And another person's going in who Gary Blair, one of the finest men of all time, called her. She is as sweet as a chocolate chip cookie.
Mm.
And I'm talking about Christy Smith, who was one of the greatest athletes ever at the U of A. And she was so dominant. If you got a chance to watch her play, she was just about every single night the best player on the court from her freshman year to her senior year. She was that good, Christy Smith was. And 4-time honorable mention All-America. She took them to the Final Four. I think that was 98. There's a few fantastic basketball players that played at the U of A, but I'll put Christy up there with the rest of them.
Go ahead.
And she's an assistant coach right now for
Jimmy Dykes.
Jimmy Dykes. She's from Indiana, and she is just a great to look at. They needed, great smile.
They needed her to suit up this weekend. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Well, not bad. Just want to express my frustration with the committee's choice and just kind of...
The Hall of Fame committee? What did they do wrong? I mean, come on. Who are you going to hammer at? Oh, you know who else is going in? I'm sorry to cut you off. Carl Jackson.
The caddy?
The caddy.
Yeah, great. For Ben Crenshaw.
Is going in the senior category.
Yeah, he's the head caddy, the big man over at Lotion.
And posthumously, Mr. Jack Fleck,
yes,
the look. Iowan, is going in.
Yes, he's an Iowan who made his home in Arkansas. I can relate to
How
Mr.
Cool
Fleck.
Is that?
Had a chance to see him speak at Hot Springs Village one time. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool then.
Yep. Anyway, Mike, sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No problem. Well, just my frustration, how teams can go from number three several weeks in a row, win their last game by as much as everybody else, and then drop to six. It makes me suspect their formula and calculation all along, because if they're talking about overall body of work, why wouldn't that be calculated part of the process and keep them from the top four initially? I mean, I didn't see anything this weekend that would cause such a drastic change.
Right.
Again, my other question would be, why display that all year long and get somebody's hopes up, and at the end drop them like that? Why not just wait and do one submission at the end and use the other polls just kind of as a reference?
You know, I agree with you. I mean, look, bottom line is I think they did a bad job of being consistent in the way that they evaluated, to be honest. But again, it was the first year. You know, maybe they'll get better at it. I don't know. The thing that irritates me the most, jock shout out to the committee, because I bet $20 TCU would get in as the fourth team, and my buddy bet Ohio State, and I lost. So screw you, committee. Screw you, Ohio State, and screw you, Urban Meyer. So there you go.
Hey.
Can I borrow $20? Thanks for the call. What's up, Vince?
Hey, guys, you guys were giving kudos or birdies out to a couple of players.
We don't do birdies. That's on another show. It's jockstraps for losers and game balls for players, my friend.
And you can throw a sports bra in there if you so choose.
And we were giving out game balls and jockstraps when the boys down the hall were still dating cheerleaders. So,
sports bra to Christy Smith.
That's right. What do you got?
Well,
can I get a ding, ding, ding?
Defensive player for PA, Reed Rickenbach. We all know PA can put points on the board, but, you know, the true truth teller in this game was PA being able to stop Wynn. And Reed Rickenbach had 14 tackles, 7 sacks, 9 for a loss.
What? Game ball.
Game ball. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Love the show. Talk at you guys later.
Vince, I appreciate you. Craig Sanders is on the line.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got to agree with somebody I heard talking about. If TCU would have been Texas or Oklahoma, I think they'd have been in for sure. And that just when you think you got into the psychology of that committee, the way they did things, they flip-flopped on us. So I'll give them the bad award.
Jockstrap. Yep. Okay.
Come on, Craig. Jockstrap, bro.
Yeah.
Anything else, my man?
And I think Oregon's going to put everybody... To put it all to rest. I think they got the team.
You like Oregon over the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves now. They got to beat Florida State first.
Yeah, I think they're going to outclass everybody with their speed.
Your boy, former Georgia guy, what's his name on the set of ESPN? He picked Florida State to win
David,
the whole schmear. Yeah, Pollock.
Pollock.
Yeah. No relation to Jackson.
Yeah, on the set of ESPN. He picked Florida State.
Love your radio,
I think
Craig.
You sound better on the radio, mm-hmm. through the radio.
Oh, you should hear me on the Telegraph. I'm fantastic. What's up, Greg? Greg!
Yeah, hey. Sorry.
Hey, that's okay. What's up?
Got a jockstrap for Rashad Madden, man. Played like a freshman down the stretch.
Ooh.
Man. Ouch.
Seriously. Well, I heard he's thinking about changing his name to Brandon Allen to take some of the heat off him. What do you think?
Come on.
I don't know, man. Just not playing consistent enough.
That was not a good effort yesterday. I couldn't agree more, but I think he's better than that. I think he can help this team, and as Pat pointed out
absolutely
earlier,
right.
They need him.
They're gonna.
Hey, Justin, what are Cubs going to do this year?
They're going to suck less.
Oh, hey, by the way, guys, I don't know if the Cubs play the Red Sox.
Care.
You wait, hold on, Greg. Want to talk some trash?
Wait, I don't even know if the schedules are out yet. Have you seen schedules? I haven't seen schedules yet.
I'm sure it's out. The Cubs.
I'm not so sure of it.
They're trying to sign John Lester.
Uh huh.
Good luck, bro.
You know, fine.
The owner of the Red Sox just went to visit him at his home, where his children play with their toys.
Charles.
Yeah, I want to give my birdie to John Daly.
You stop it. Quit with the birdies. It's jockstraps and game balls. Will you knock it off? Although it is golf-related, so I'll let it slide this time. Yes, John Daly, congratulations to JD. We didn't even talk about this.
He got married?
No, he got engaged. More importantly, he won his first tournament in like 23 years.
Wasn't it like in a place where it's not even recognized as a country? I thought they don't even...
Are you going to diminish a tournament win by John Daly? Are you going to sit here in the Fury Electric studio, look me in my stupid face, and diminish a John Daly tournament win?
Uh-huh. But wait a second. I thought it's not even a country he played.
It is.
It's like a republic.
He won the Biko tournament.
Biko? The country of Biko?
Hashtag Biko. He won the Biko Classic, minus 15, in his beautiful orange pants.
That what country is that in?
It's in South Biko.
Nobody knows what country it was in.
Matty T, you know where the Biko Classic's played.
Matty, if you can
Everybody knows where the Biko Classic's played.
All right, give me a continent, Matthew.
The problem is there's a bad... Oh, here we go.
Let me see, I've got seven choices.
The 2014 Biko Classic.
Right, okay, no, seriously? There's seven continents, right, Matthew?
Yeah, and this one's in Europe.
I guarantee you guys both cannot give me the right answer what continent.
Europe.
You say Europe. Justin, what do you say? What continent?
No, it's a PGA of Europe event, so it's Europe.
Well, see, he already knew that, Pat. That's not fair.
I knew it was a European PGA.
Well, my guess was right.
It's at Gloria Golf Club.
In?
Rolling Vistas.
In?
Give
me a country.
Here's what it says. It's in Turkey.
Oh! Is that a Thanksgiving joke? No, seriously. Come on, man.
He won the 2014 Biko Classic. Congratulations, John Daly. And I jockstrap to me for not coming up with that. Final scoring. Here we go. John Daly, minus 15. R. Coles, 14. C. Gain, 13. P. Broadhurst, 13.
Oh, my God.
A. G.
Was Bilko in the tournament, too? It's named after him?
Some of the biggest names in golf.
Hey, who is?
Are you trying to tell me that G. Porteous is not a legitimate star?
Matty T, it was named after some guy named Bilko, who played in the tournament.
He beat out Robert Coles, Pat. Coles.
Hey guys, you want to play? You want to play a round of golf after Thanksgiving? Call it the Turkey Shootout.
He was far better than Chris Gain.
Oh, that's Garth Brooks' character. When he went off the rails.
I can't believe you're going to sit there and diminish his first tournament win in years.
So this isn't the one
John, that was Pat, not me. I'm proud of you.
This isn't the one Tiger Woods was at puking his guts out, was it?
Oh, no. Actually, Jordan Spieth was an absolute beast.
Yeah, he won by like 15 strokes.
I'd like to check to see who was doing their catering.
That was at the Bilko outing. No, that was somewhere else. I don't know. Tommy admitted that it was at Isleworth. Down in Florida.
Iowa?
Isleworth. It's like...
Oh, yeah,
Tiger's
down in Florida.
Home course.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was in Florida.
It's Tiger's home course, and he finished tied for last. Way to show up there, loser.
Did you hear his post-round interview on Saturday?
It sounded like Chris Farley.
By the way, he got $102,000 for finishing tied for last.
Wow, even last you get a big check.
What do you get at the Bilko shootout?
$102.
Hey, Matty T.
70 cents.
Hey.
Jordan Spieth made $1 million. Tiger got $102,000 for finishing last with Hunter Mahan. There's a very limited field, though, but everybody in the field, I knew their name. I didn't know anybody in that Bilko deal.
Is there any way we can get sound from Tiger Woods post-round on Saturday? It was...
I didn't hear it.
Well, you know how he's typically standoffish with the media?
Yes, I do.
Well, his voice was so gravelly and so deep, and he sounded so sick. It was the... Probably one time everybody in the world said, why don't you take the post-round interview off, Tiger? Take the press conference off.
Well, admittedly, when you're out late snorting cocaine off hookers' backsides, it is a bit exhausting and tough on your throat.
Crushed up Ambien.
Man, this is quite a tournament.
I mean... It wasn't coke, it was Ambien.
Oh, okay. I'm walking around in the middle of the night, I don't know why. River City Flooring, they know exactly why. Good deals galore. 501-81. That should be their new name. Hey, Terry, have you thought about changing the name of your company to Good Deals Galore? Could be a James Bond character, like that other galore, his cousin. 501-812-1411. 9867 Mama Boulevard in Bryan on Highway 5 North and in Conway on Harkrider. RiverCityFlooringLR.com. When you buy, it's very simple. You go in and say, hey, I'd like that tile. It's $4.99 a square foot. That includes tile, grout, labor, and...
Thinset.
Right, Thinset. See, he's not even paying attention. He knows the answer. So good. Pat's best. Fireplaces, tubs, surround showers, granite and silestone countertops. They've redone my countertops, master bathroom, all the flooring in my house, every inch of it. They've done it all. I've got some hardwood. I've got some tile. I've got some travertine. And I've got carpet. And they do it all, baby. They're good like that. River City Flooring. Call them 501-812-1411 or rivercityflooringlr.com. I like this. This is my jam. Be back. 11:50. In un momento.
Today, we are Royal Windows and More, your home improvement specialist.